Hey, it's Jonathan Van Ness. Americans United for Separation of Church and State defends your freedom to live as yourself and believe as you choose, so long as you don't harm others. Core freedoms like abortion rights, marriage equality, public education, and even American democracy itself rest upon the wall of separation between church and state. Christian nationalists are attacking these freedoms, seeking to force us all to live by their narrow beliefs. Americans United is fighting back. Freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more about AU at au.org/curious. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. The sweaters, so cute. The pants, so cute. They have the cutest bigger leg knit sets. I'm giving quiet luxury. I'm giving Gwyneth. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. This Mongolian cashmere fisherman pullover hoodie. Let me tell you, it is so soft, cozy, lovely. Keeps me warm. It's keeping me cute. And I didn't know that Vegas gets so cold at night, but it does. And honey, these sweaters are keeping me toasty and gorgeous. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/curious for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Mom, get these sweaters. They're really cute. That's quince.com/curious to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/curious. Hey, curious people, welcome to Pretty Curious, our podcast on all things beauty. I'm Jonathan Van Ness. This week, we're talking to a beauty icon. I know that we say that a lot, but it's not my fault that we get consistently iconic guests. Sorry, not sorry. But first, it's time to get ready with me. You guys, I literally bamboozled the Sephora sellout. I actually pulled like every string I know, couldn't do it. We literally just had to like go to all the Sephoras to find the Charlotte Tilbury Beautyverse palette. If you look on my Instagram from like last week, I posted it. It's really pretty. That was one look that I did with it. I mixed it with Danessa Myrick's Groundworks for my eyeliner. I did like the black like pomade eyeliner, and then I did the Charlotte Beautyverse palette on my eyes. Really pretty. Loved it. Then I did another color combo of it that I didn't post because I was just like running out to get brunch. And I just did like the other two colors that I hadn't used. Also really pretty. Loving the texture. And I also feel like there are probably other palettes that are equally as gorgeous. So if you can't find it, it's like not the end of the world. But it is really beautiful and I'm happy I got it. So yes. We also have some listener questions. Vibing these listener questions, let me get some water. Our first listener question is, what product can I use for thinning and regrowth of hair? Okay, so that's a great question. One thing would be JVN Hair Pre-Wash Scalp Oil. It's going to help to promote hair growth. The rosemary and the turmeric come together to help make sure that your hair follicles are decongested and there's nothing that's like plugging the hair follicle. It's preventing the hair from getting out. Then it uses neem oil and our hemisqualane and bisabolol, which is really, really good for the hair that you do have. It's going to give it strength and it's going to prevent it from breaking. Because if you have thinning hair, it's going to be a little more fragile and you want to make sure that the hair that you do have doesn't break. So something like a pre-wash scalp oil or a pre-poo treatment is going to be really good, like a scalp oiling treatment. It's going to be really good. But then there is like your topicals that are not pills. That's like your Rogaines or like, you know, liquids that you would put on your scalp that are like stronger than a JVN hair pre-wash scalp oil. But you have to stay using them. And then when you stop using them, you're going to stop seeing the results. Then there's like pills like Propecia, which I've been on since I was like 19. It's been really effective in helping me to not lose hair. Then there's also like the red light like helmet things that are supposed to stimulate hair growth. But again, those are the type of things that you have to stay on it and keep on it. So thank you for that question. And yes. Our next question is, how can I apply foundation that doesn't look patchy or cracked over peach fuzz? most commonly the makeup mistake is when the makeup isn't blending is that there's not enough skincare on or like moisturizer on before your makeup application. And that's why the application isn't seamless. So to me, it sounds like you might need to actually remove, like shave your face so that it goes even. So that's what I think. I hope that answered your question. Dr. Pimple Popper, Sandra Lee, honey. Dr. Sandra Lee, if you will. Actually, you will because that's her name. We're talking with her about her practice, skincare, dermatology as a whole, and how we can approach our skin more safely and more effectively. Dr. Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited to meet you myself. This is amazing. How come we've not met before? I can't believe it.
The world is full of injustices, and why yes. would it stop when it comes to us not having met yet? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, Dr. Lee, what got you into dermatology? Are you pretty yes. focused on like removing shit from people's skin? Or are you like, I do some fillers, I do other stuff?
I'm mainly a surgical dermatologist. So yes, that is probably why I'm able to do a lot of these pimple popping and these surgeries. But I'm also a cosmetic dermatologist and I do cosmetic surgery too. Like I do liposuction. I train to do hair transplants and lower face facelifts and eye lifts and things like that. And a lot of lasers. And I do skin cancer surgery, but I do a lot of like we call them soft cosmetics, like the filler and Botox and things like that. But this has really taken over. So I think the direction naturally that my specialty or me within my specialty was going to go into sort of kind of went a little this way, you know, it didn't go in that straight line that I thought it was going to go in and be something else, you know, just because all these like big cysts and lipoma surgeries, but it's all great. I mean, it's all part of the training or the things that I like to do. Cause essentially I really like surgery. So, you know,
yeah.
So you can see what's really cool about dermatology. And I don't think people realize this is they just think that we're all about acne and warts and like Botox and filler and things. And there's so much to it. There's so many. So there's so people that just do pediatric cases, of people that just do geriatric cases. There are people that just do like autoimmune conditions like lupus and, you know, there's people that just do inflammatory conditions like psoriasis and eczema, right?
So basically you went to med school, then you, after med school, you did a dermatology residency?
Right. So you go to medical school and then you decide what you want to do and you hopefully get a dermatology spot. Mm-hmm.
But then you were like, I want to do even another one. And you're like, I want to do like dermatological like surgery, like plastics and yes. facelifts. So is that like a whole separate and like, is that in
addition?
Yeah,
it's like a fellowship. You do another year of training and you learn from, you know, you already have the basics, you already understand. Or it also depends on your residency and like the kind of training that you get. And I just think I had really good surgery training in my residency, but I also really loved it. And so I think that was where I really absorbed everything. And then when I went, I did a fellowship in San Diego with a very famous laser surgeon. And so we also did, that's where I learned how to do lipo and all those other things there really. So it was pretty cool. So that was really the experience that you get, and you get to, you know, actually do this on patients yourself, you know? So that's where you get the hands-on training.
Now let's go home. Let's go to what you know, and then like our listeners. So
okay,
if you're very satisfied by popping your own pimples, like how do you do it without making it worse? Like how do you know when it's ready? Should we never do it at home? But what if we really wash our hands really good and we watch so many videos and we feel like we know?
You know, I think that is like the tough thing about what I do. I mean, you know, I'm going to follow the rules all these other dermatologists are going to say and say like you shouldn't pop your own pimples, because I do think there are people who are going to do it and they're going to take it too far, you know, and that's going to have caused problems with bleeding, infection, scarring, things like that. Terrible things can happen, just like anything. You got to do things in moderation, you know, and I feel like I'm concerned about that because I don't want to advise people to have free reign over their pimples. But if you have a simple pimple like I have like right now in my nose that I can't wait for it to come to a head so I can get at it because I can't stand it right now, you know, like I get it. Like you should be able to do those things at home, but you should be able to do them responsibly and know sort of when is the right moment. It's not like if you just have a pimple, you should just try to squeeze away. Because a lot of times that can make it worse, right?
Yeah, and like definitely like never break out a scalpel or like start like cutting your own shit at home. But like a little like whitehead on like very clean ass hands, like you'll probably be okay.
I mean, that's the thing I think people have to realize, like the pimples, there's like a life cycle of a pimple. You know, the best time to get at it and extract it and get all that pus out is really when it has come to a head, you know, what's on the surface of the skin. Because, you know, when a pimple first starts, you feel it more than you see it. You know it's coming. And then it gets red and it gets painful. It hurts much more at that point because there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of swelling in it. So that pressure causes that pain and that discomfort. But when it starts to become a pustule, or what people call a whitehead, but it's a pustule because it's like your body is actually trying to get rid of this stuff. It's like trying to push it out. So it pushes it out close to the surface of the skin. And at that point, it's almost like it's not even that painful to like nick it really delicately and cleanly and then squeeze out that pus, just help it out. And that's like the best time to do it. And the reason is because it's really superficial and it's going to come out anyways. If you kind of push at it when it's still red, you're just going to make it bigger and more inflamed. And also you're not going to get all that pus out. And that's what you're trying to do at the very end. Does that, you know what I mean?
What about like those like Biore strips or just like when people like extract like those little like snakes out of the nose? Like what are those little things?
Well, there's two. Well, you can get blackheads and whiteheads in the nose, but you can also get those sebaceous filaments that kind of look like little fibers or hairs. And that's really part of our, it's like a part of our pore because our pores have hair follicles in them. And it's kind of like the hair follicle helps the oil to kind of come to the surface of the skin. It's a very fine hair follicle. It's like a vellus hair. And so what you'll see are these little kind of like these little almost like shoots of grass, right?
Yes.
When you pull off those Biore strips. And a lot of that, some of them are blackheads and some of them are those sebaceous filaments. It just depends on what you have there. But these are all natural. I mean, pores are normal. We can't get rid of pores. And it's really it's like a bold-faced lie that people will say, oh, this laser or this procedure is going to shrink your pores. Nothing can really shrink your pores permanently. It can maybe make them look less apparent, but your pores are your pores. You're going to have them.
So you got your pimples, you got your whiteheads, your blackheads, your sebaceous filaments. What other, what are the other, like, if it were an Olympic podium, actually, no, let's say top five, because, you know, fourth and fifth place worked really hard to make the Olympics too. So, like, what are, like, the top five most, like they're not like what are like the top five like things that you see that are like weird, like I had my little ball in my back, like that little white nasty thing that they cut out.
That are weird things?
Yeah.
You mean, like that,
like
you
the
pop
top
out of
five
skin?
Most yes. like common things that you see that are like kind of like that the person's probably like, I'm cool. really scared, but then you're like, oh, I see this like kind of commonly.
Yes, yes. I see them a ton now because of me being Dr. Pimple Popper. I mean, in the past did I see a lot of them? Not so much. Steatocystomas are really cool. We call them Seattle Tacomas, just for short. But they're actually oil in your, they're the true oil cysts or sebaceous cysts, what people call. And it's like butter under your skin. When it comes out, it's like beautiful, like it's like just, it's just like melted butter.
Seattle Tacomas or Seattle Cystomas.
Yes.
So that's the first
also,
one.
Also, what is really cool are these vellus, I should send you a video of them. These vellus hair cysts where you actually take out these cysts that look like little baby bird seed on a person's back or their chest. And if you look at them under the microscope, they're like little pieces of bird seed that have all these hairs wrapped in them. Like the vellus hairs, which are like the fine hairs that you might dermaplane off your face, you know, or, you know, what is that?
Yeah.
That's called
yeah.
The shaving.
Yeah,
right, yeah,
yeah.
And then it's like they're all wound in there. That is also really cool. Of course, a dilated pore of Wiener, which is like a giant blackhead, you know, that ones that look like that. Yes, those are amazing.
Blurg. What's another one?
Those pilar cysts that you see on the head that grow out like that, those are fun to pop out because they're like the consistency of an olive. So they have like a thick wall. So if you just kind of make an opening just right and you squeeze it, it'll usually like kind of loop out like whole, like almost like an olive or a garbanzo bean that's been stuck under the skin. So those are particularly satisfying. I mean, the number one thing are like blackheads, really, because like blackheads are like snowflakes. There's never one the same. You don't really know what to expect. Sometimes they can come out really long. Sometimes they can come out like balayage, I want to say, like different colors, you know, and things like that. So they're pretty cool.
So blackheads.
I know, I'm sick.
No.
Yes.
Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying something's different about you in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. In the brand new book, Dear Bi Men, author, peer counselor, and creator of the hashtag Bisexual Men Speak, J.R. Youssef offers an unapologetic guide for readers who are Black, Mask, and Bi. The book features cutting social analysis, personal stories, and reclaims Bi plus visibility in a culture of erasure. It also offers practical feedback on how to unlearn internalized biphobia and homophobia, fight back against erasure and stigma, navigate sex, dating, partnerships, marriage, friendship, and much more. It's available now wherever books are sold. North Atlantic Books is offering listeners 25% off plus free shipping. Purchase Dear Bi Men at www.northatlanticbooks.com and use code CURIOUS25 at checkout for 25% off and free shipping. U.S. mailing address required. When it comes to like skincare preservation, what's like something, what's one thing that people could add or change in their routine to make a, like to make the biggest difference, do you feel?
I will tell you, for me, I know a lot about skincare. This is my world, dermatology. We're like, know about skin. We know everything. We learn everything about the skin, the hair, and the nails. But I'm not super into trying new products and things like that. I do pretty minimal on my face, you know, mainly sunscreen and things like that. But what I kind of made a commitment. I would go to sleep all the time with my makeup on and stuff like that and not fully wash my face. And it's really only in the last few years that I've really been good about washing my face at night and making sure my face is clean. And it's made a huge difference in my life, I feel like. I just feel like my skin has looked so much better. I think the makeup kind of scratches your face or really makes you look a lot tired, more tired and just dirtier and things like that. And I know that sounds like a lame thing to hear from a dermatologist, actually, but I wasn't that committed to doing that. I think I was like, always like, you know, I'm Asian and I'm okay. I'm going to be okay for a while. And then I turned 50 and I was like, oh shit, you know, like I got to start really doing something to take care of my skin. And I think just things like that, just trying to like, be nice to your skin. Don't be so rough to it as we get older. Like, don't rub your face. I really am conscious about rubbing my skin or rubbing my eyes because I know that that kind of thing causes trauma to your skin and actually makes you look older. You have increased skin lines from that. You know, if you have like a little rash, especially around your eyes, if you rub your eyes, you look so tired and older the next day. So there's a lot of little things that I try to do now, just keep my hands off my face and things like that. Cause yeah, I realize it's time now. Like I gotta take better care of myself.
Hands off face. That's such a fucking big one.
Yeah.
So what about like makeup brushes? Do we need to make sure that our makeup brushes are super fucking clean? Like what about like disinfecting our shit that we put on our face?
I think we definitely need to disinfect them. We need to clean these things just like you would your pillowcase, really, right? Or your skin, because these are the things that are touching your face.
How often do you do your pillowcase?
How often do I do my pillowcase?
Yeah.
I switch it out like every few days, but I really like a silk pillowcase.
We do too. We do too. We do too. In our house, that's what we do too. It's like better for our hair. It's better for our skin. I think it like wrinkles me less.
Yes. And it's so cool too. So it helps you. It just feels really nice. So
it does feel nice. It was like an adjustment. And also like I slobber sometimes. And so that's weird, but it's still fine. But I do prefer it. What about acne wounds, scars? How do we address? I mean, obviously, those are two very different things. But I think specifically with acne scarring, like if you have like just long term like scars to your face.
The point I want to make here is to really, if you have acne and your acne is moderate to severe, really look into getting that treated because you don't want to have acne scars. I see people every day that come in and they bring their kids in because their kid has maybe a couple pimples and it's not even a big deal, but you see the reason that they brought them in is because they have acne scars. Because you know, like you can see that that it has affected them so greatly in their life that like, you know, it's sort of like when somebody loses a lot of weight and they say like, I look in the mirror sometimes and I can't stop seeing that person that I was, like they still see themselves as overweight. It's like that with acne scars. People look in the mirror and it just reminds them of their acne and the way they felt during that time. And it's like, you can't get away from that image. It reminds you that all the time. And it can be really devastating for people to have acne scars. And it's just very frustrating and it's very expensive and can take a long process to really improve your skin.
Have you seen, like, what do you think is the most successful, or like, have you seen anything that you think works better than other things?
Yeah, I think laser, well, for like certain types of scars, I think laser resurfacing works well, like CO2 laser. I think there's a phenol peel, which is like a really deep peel that can work well. But a lot of the things that you're seeing too, and they look great after, you'll see somebody that had some really aggressive treatment and they look so great after. But a lot of that is going to, some of it is going to go away over time because a lot of that has to do with the swelling right afterwards too, because you're a little swollen. So everything looks better. You know, everything's kind of a little bit more plump, like you have an allergic reaction or something. You know, all of a sudden your lips look great or your cheeks look great because you have no wrinkles. But a lot of that is going to subside over time. So, you know, it's a more than just a single process for a lot of things. There's filler that can work, you know? So, you know, there's chemical peels, there's lasers that treat them. But like I said, I think the CO2 laser is the best one for that sort of thing.
Tattoo removal.
Yes.
Like, is there any like good lasers for like really good tattoo removal that only takes once?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
No. Oh, well, it depends on the tattoo that you have, really. Like, I mean, we've done like people who have like what we call traumatic tattoos where they fall on the asphalt and they get like tattoo, like they get like lead or whatever. It's not really lead, but you know, like asphalt into their, and you can zap it like once or twice and they're gone. But it depends on the type of tattoo. Like if you have sort of an amateur tattoo, you know, where you were in prison and someone tattooed you, like that's probably going to come out a lot easier than somebody than a full professional tattoo with multiple colors.
How many consults would you say if someone has like acne scarring or like if they're ready to like take the plunge on fillers or or they want to start to think about something like that, how many consultations or like different dermatologists would you recommend? Like, do you think just go to the first one you go to, or like if you go and you have a consult and you're like, oh, I don't know, that person's like telling me like how much do you shop around before you commit?
I know for me, I think a lot of the patients that see me, they like me, or they say that they come to me because I tend to be more conservative with things. I don't try to get too aggressive. I don't like upsell people. In fact, I'd rather them not do anything at all than to do something and hate what they do. You know, like I'm not the person that's trying to like get the money out of them. And I think that they appreciate that and they understand that I'd rather less is always more. You can always add more later.
I'm curious about a blepharoplasty.
Yes, blepharoplasties aren't bad. They're pretty straightforward.
I'm curious about, I want one, I think, on my upper eye.
Well, okay, I'll tell you one thing that you might be interesting too. There's two reasons that people come in for their eyes that they feel like they're heavier. Of course, it's gravity that's causing it. But a lot of times sometimes that people think they need an eye lift, but they actually need a brow lift. Because there's two reasons, right? Some people have heavy brows, and so if they just remove this little extra skin on their eye, which is the blepharoplasty, it's not going to help the heavy brows. So they need to do a brow lift too.
I feel like I have really hooded ass eyes.
Well, so if you pinch your eyelid skin and you move up, you'll notice that when you pinch after a while, it won't pinch so thin. It'll start to pinch thicker. Like you can't grab the same thin amount of skin, and that's your brow skin. So if you feel like that's part of the skin that you remove, you don't want to remove that in an eye lift, because then you're just really essentially sewing your brow to your eyelid. Like it's just going to pull your brow down more so. So I don't mean to get too, does that make sense to you?
No.
So there's two things sometimes. I'm not saying that you don't need you couldn't do well with just with an eye lift, because I can't see you. You're too far away from me. I got to look more like.
Girl, Sandra, look how pretty this is. You guys, hold on. I got to get in the up of this camera. Well, hold on.
Yes. Yes. But you're doing this extra. Yes. You should take a Q-tip and sort of roll it back, like you're rolling that skin out of the way. Because if you're doing that, sometimes like people will go like, look how much better it looks like this. And you're lifting your brows up.
I'm just doing it a little bit.
Yeah. I think you look beautiful. You have beautiful eyes too. So, you know.
I'm just doing a little bit. Darling. I was on a vacation recently and stayed at an Airbnb, and then I realized that while I was away, my empty house could be making money, honey. If you're someone like me that is busy and not home all the time, your home could be an Airbnb, and it's actually pretty simple to get started. Even if you don't have a whole house, you could start with just a spare room. Personally, I really enjoy staying at Airbnbs. I really do. I love a good Airbnb. Who is that? Come back, British you. And it really is a great way to like support local economy and support local people. So Airbnb is fabulous. And I know I was doing my British voice earlier, but we love Airbnb. So think about what you could do with some extra cash, whether you're looking to treat yourself to something nice, like a shopping spree or a spa day, or start a whole side hustle. Airbnb can help you be that person. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. My husband loves him some Ritual. His little tum-tum can get off. His little microbiome, it says, help me. Enter Ritual. They created a 3-in-1 supplement, including clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. I really like Ritual because they prioritize sustainably sourced and traceable ingredients. I love to take my Symbiotic Plus every morning along with my hot tea or coffee because I feel like it helps me start the day off right. I also love that Ritual has industry-leading sustainability standards. Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/curious. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/curious for 20% off. So you started your Instagram in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then your show started airing on TLC in
2017 or 18 or something like that.
What has been your favorite part about the show and what social media has brought to you? Like, what about your platform? Like, what's your favorite part about your platform and its intersection with dermatology?
When I first started the show and on social media being known as Dr. Pimple Popper, I was actually pretty concerned and scared that I would get like ostracized by all dermatologists. Like, oh my God, what is she doing? She's making us look like idiots, you know, that we just pimped up, pop pimples and things like that. And and they've really been so nice to embrace me, and they're really proud of the show and how it's brought it has shown dermatology in a new light. And so that has been wonderful about it. There's a lot of little kids who like to watch Dr. Pimple Popper, and they want to be future dermatologists or surgeons or physicians. And that is super special to me. I always take the time because they come to my office. Like, it's ridiculous. They're going to a doctor's office on their birthday or something just to see me. Like, that's amazing. You know, so I love that part of it.
Tell us about your skincare line.
Yes.
We've gotten to use a few things. We love it.
Great.
What was like founding your skincare line like? What are your goals with it? What is like who's it made for? What's your vibe?
Well, it's all about democratizing dermatology, really. Trying to make dermatology products available to everybody. Because I think when I first started on social media and you know, before TV even, I noticed that, you know, a lot of people were asking me about their own acne, and a lot of people were asking me about how to treat eczema or psoriasis or things like that, or hidradenitis, you know, which is like, I don't know if you've heard of that, the HS, which is a really common, which is a pretty common condition, but it's not talked about very much. And I feel like they're looking for answers, but and they've never seen a dermatologist. They may not have the time or the money or the ability to see a dermatologist. And so they feel like they feel out of control, right? They feel like they can't find an answer. So I was already providing the education with my videos. And so I was thinking, why don't I try to give people products or recommend products that I myself would recommend to my own patients in my office.
So it's like it is cosmetic, but it's also like more active ingredient, like active solute. Like,
right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, things that you can give without a prescription, right? Up until you can get a prescription, which is when you need to see a dermatologist. But yeah, it's not so, it is all cosmetic based because really none of this threatens your life, but you want to make sure you look better and feel more confident. So that you would say is sort of more the cosmetic side of it.
How do you feel about exfoliant?
I think exfoliant's great. I mean, I think it's particularly great in people who have some dry skin and also people who have brown spots and issues like that, like I do. So I actually really like beta hydroxy acids, like salicylic acid. If you have I think you might have my acne system, you should try the salicylic acid cleanser. I think that's great on all skin types, whether you have acne or not. And it's really, because salicylic acid is really gentle on all skin types, whether you're oily or dry or you're darker skinned or lighter skinned. And it can help clear out your pores, but also help to lighten brown spots and things like that over time. So it's really the most easygoing kind of acid, you know? So I think it's great.
Dr. Lee, darling, are you ready for our final segment? It's our rapid fire round.
Okay.
What is your go-to budget beauty recommendation? It's under 10 bucks.
Oh, like Vaseline, Aquaphor, that kind of thing. Just great. Like you could use that anywhere.
What is a product that you never leave home without?
My phone.
That's a good answer. Okay. This one's, it's a look. What is like your most inspiring, like vintage or like just like beauty muse? Like someone somewhere that you still think about?
Yeah. I mean, I love that. I don't even know what the name is of those times, but when you have that beautiful, like smooth, like the Greta Garbo or like the, what is,
like Lana,
you know,
Turner,
like that,
waves.
Like old Hollywood,
like waves. Like,
yes. Like that kind of thing. I love that time. I wish I could, I mean, has anyone ever said like Renaissance times or something? Who wants
to? But Greta Garbo, that's the first time that someone, I love yes. that like 1930s,
oh, really?
Like 40s reference. That's
yes.
great. I love
it's
that.
She's so beautiful. Yeah.
Do you have like a Roman Empire movie that you think about like a lot, but you don't know why?
A Roman Empire movie that I think about. I know you gave me these and I thought of them, but now when I get down to the spot, holy crap.
What's like a movie you end up telling people about?
I like Almost Famous.
Oh, Almost Famous.
I like Almost Famous. People don't
one.
Watch. Yeah, that people don't really watch that much. I feel like, or these newer generations don't watch that much. Princess Bride, of course, is always a good one. I don't know. I Crazy Rich Asians makes me cry.
Those are three. You did so good. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay, this or that. Popping a pimple or extracting a cyst?
Extracting a cyst.
Extracting an ingrown hair or extracting a blackhead?
Ooh, ingrown hairs I don't see very often, so they're always fun.
Pimple patches or benzoyl peroxide cream?
Pimple patches, but both. Depends.
Ooh, I like that. It's a non-binary answer. I love it. Salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide?
Salicylic acid.
Chemical or physical exfoliation?
Chemical.
AHA or BHA?
BHA.
Microneedling or chemical peel?
Chemical peel.
Laser treatments or steam treatments?
Laser treatments. But again, it depends on what you're talking about, yes.
Sheet mask or clay mask?
Sheet mask.
Dr. Sandra Lee, thank you so much for coming on Pretty Curious. We're so grateful for your time. I had so much fun talking to you and meeting you. I just love you so much.
You're the best.
And you're most active on Instagram and TikTok. Are those your top
yes,
two that
yes.
you like to use the most?
Yes, but I want you to promise, next time I'm in Austin,
please let me know it's good dinner.
And I want you to teach me how to put on a wig. Like, I would love to do like the real thing.
Well,
like,
I've learned how to get a really good wig application from Adira. I'm pretty curious. But also I can just like show you how to blow out your hair and we can play with the wigs.
Yeah,
we'll do all of
fabulous.
It. We'll play
I
with
need
all
that
of it.
For sure.
And I need to send you some JVN hair. Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate you so much. And actually give us your address and I'll send you some JVN hair. I'd love to send you stuff. I think you'd love it.
Oh, thank you. And so I'm going to follow you so we can DM there, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think you'd love our pre-washed scalp oil. I think you'd love our body shampoo and conditioner. I make these, I make two really great heat protectants that I love. Like just put on your hair wet before you blow dry. One's a little lighter. One's got a little bit more like style memory to it. So like it, like when you like curl your hair to like help the curl like last longer, but not in a gel way. It's like a soft way.
I need all that too. I don't pay attention to that much stuff too. So you got to do that. And you got to do the whole Greta Garbo.
Oh, and I'll show you old Hollywood ways. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Pretty Curious with me, Jonathan Van Ness. You can learn more about this week's guest in the episode description of whatever you're listening to the show on and follow us on Instagram at Curious with JVN. Come on, Curious Universe. Still can't get enough? Subscribe to Extra Curious on Apple Podcasts for commercial-free listening and our subscription-only show, Ask JVN, where we're talking sex, relationships, and so much more. Our engineer is Nathaniel McClure. Our theme music is also composed by Nathaniel McClure. Pretty Curious is produced by me, Chris McClure, Julia Melfi, and Allison Weiss, with production support from Julie Carrillo, Ann Curry, and Chad Hall.